for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Pentecost Sunday. And guess what? We made it. Glory be to God. We made it. As long as I could say. But I guess I could say one more thing. We made it, and we got the real thing, okay? We ain't got no phony stuff. Praise God. Okay, I was testing that song. But you know what? I am so happy we made it. Good morning. Cindy, I see you. We've been waiting for you all night long. Praise God. Look, I want you to take some time this morning. Just for as long as this song is, I want you to just, wherever you are, I want you to just thank God, praise Him, honor Him. You got the real thing. You ought to be so thankful to God. You ought to be just thankful.
Praise the Lord, thank God.
Come on, let's get with it this morning.
I'm
brothers and sisters, we might be a little bit messed up this morning. I haven't even had time to fix it. You know, some of the saints are here just really praying. But I've learned a lot over this past week. No, 50 days. Over the past 50 days, let me put it like that. And I knew when I got up, I was just waiting for midnight to pass. I've been waiting for midnight to pass because I knew 1 minute after midnight was going to be Pentecost Sunday. And do you know they even have colors for Pentecost Sunday? Brother Joe was the one that found them because he tracks the food of the Bible. And so he brought and showed me that strawberries and oranges, is that what it was? Strawberries and oranges, the blood and the fire. Strawberries and oranges, the blood and the fire on Pentecost Sunday. Shirley Andrews, I think maybe you better call me on the blog talk because you left a message and your message just disappeared off my phone. Two messages. Now, that was very strange. So I didn't have your phone number. I tried to call you back for hours. But listen. I know that God has a message, a gift, a blessing for each and every one of you that have gone through these 50 days. I'm going to try to share. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed this morning because I got up to sit down at the computer to type whatever. And it just flooded me. And I was trying to write it, and I was trying to say, God, because, you know, yesterday I gave some of you the name of that book. Then I didn't even know that the book was on the internet. I mean, yeah, the author of the book was on the internet, and another minister had just spent some time breaking the book down. But I don't want you to go by that, and I want you to learn to get your own revelation from God for yourself. Your revelation is how God will show you something in the way it applies to your life. Because see, there are things I don't even want to share because I don't want you getting my revelation because you can't live on that. You can get it for a minute, but you can get it for a minute, but you can't live on it. But see, your revelation God give you, you can take it all the way to glory with you. And you know what? God will back it up. And that's the way I teach. That's why I teach the way I teach, so that God will back up everything for you yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because like that girl told me in Brooklyn, New York, in the Bronx, New York. She said, well, Erica, if it ain't real to me, it ain't real. I never forgot that. And God made it real for her, standing right there at that altar. And that's the way that goes. He got to make it real to you so it'll transform your life. But anyway, what happened is, did God start showing me stuff. I read that little book, the little book I told you to get. I just got it in the Kindle. And I just read it, but I'm a pretty fast reader anyway. because I keep in practice. I read all the time, every day. And the thing that I like about it so much is, you know, whatever God gives me, he always gives me a witness or two or three or four. Because God, out of the mouths of one or two witnesses, let everything be established. And I've been talking. I'm not going to badmouth anybody or anything of God, because God said it was good. So we know that there's some good that can come out of it. And also we know God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And when you do that stuff, it backfires on you in a bad way. So understand my heart when I'm saying this. A lot of you, everything you see is not always the case. Even the guy who wrote the book says there are some good and there's some bad. And you know that. I mean, common sense tells us that. Because you wouldn't have bad if you couldn't counterfeit the good. But a lot of you on this line, and a lot of you listening to me right now, you came out of some bad African churches. You know you did. You came out from under some wicked African preachers. And what happened is they integrated with your soul. And I'm so glad this guy, you know, he exposed it. He exposed his own. I didn't have to do it. He did it. I waited. Kept ministering to people. And I just said, that's not right, or that's not Bible. That's my main thing I usually say is like, that's not Bible. But what I observed, and I made a call to the author of the book, because I want him to come on this headline, and I want him to tell the truth, because a lot of people need to be set free. You see, when I was a missionary, I was assigned to Central America, but a lot of my friends went to different parts of Africa. And, you know, I would tell them, God hasn't called me to Africa, so I'm not even coming to visit. They would say, why? Because I know those people know some stuff about the spiritual realm that I don't know. So why would I step into something I don't know when I won't know if they're doing me harm or if they're doing me good? And then, they would say, well, you got the Holy Ghost. I said, but my Holy Ghost doesn't speak all those different hundreds of thousands of languages and dialects that they speak in Africa. I said, and if my Holy Ghost connected, I was being ridiculous, of course, you know that. If my Holy Ghost connected with some familiar spirits in my ancestry, then how would I know that something is happening or is not happening when I would have a kindred spirit with it? They would just kind of wave me off again. But I knew what I was talking about. And a lot of them start coming home in body bags. And I would just watch, and I was saying to myself, you don't go over to Africa thinking you know the spirit realm of this culture. This culture was raised with the knowledge of the spirit realm. I've cast out demons of people that have been buried in the earth due to a ritual or a ritual. So I you know, and after I began to see what was coming up out of Miami and what was coming through the Philippines, and I have common sense, and I hear great men of God telling how they bring revival. Then I hear great men of God saying that they didn't sanctify the land before they built the church in Africa and all these, this, that, and the other. And I said, before I ever go to Africa, God, you got to give me more knowledge. You got to give me more understanding, because I'm not stepping off in there in a kindergarten level, and I'm coming against people operating with doctorate degrees that are centuries old. I read about people and met people, prophets from Africa, to stop the rain and start the rain on command. See? And God doesn't call us to be ignorant. And then I meet people and I have to fight the host of hell when they decide to leave one of them African churches. And I decide in the name of Jesus to do their deliverance. And then you get them delivered. And then they summons them through a witchcraft call at night. And all my work will be gone up in smoke. And I watch this stuff. And then way back in, it must have been about 2000. 1999, I hear about MFM in New York, and then I hear about a couple of other ministers. They're old. Dr. Odukoya is still living, but some of the other ones have gone on to glory, and we talked. I don't have no fear of it, but you know what I have? That some of you all act like you don't have. I have a healthy respect. I have a healthy respect of the culture. Not the witchcraft, but of the culture, period. So I said to God, I said, God, in the name of Jesus, any African people you want me to minister to, bring them to me. Bring them to me. I ain't going seeking them out. And boy, am I so happy about that. I'm so happy about that. Because you see, whatever God brings to you, he show you how to overcome it. Whatever God brings to you, he'll teach you how to overcome it. Same thing in New Zealand with the Maori people. Same thing when he brought the people from Hawaii and the Polynesians. And they get free and they get delivered. But I'm not seeking them out. God sent them. And when God sends them, God will deliver them. I'm telling you this morning. Get the book and read it for yourself. And some of you women that married them, I'm talking about these preachers that's using this sorcery and magic, and they have puppetized you. It's a new day. When God exposes it, you can bet this, you're going to do something about it. And some of you, you went to the Africans because you felt like they had more power than you were seeing in operation right here in America. And you know what happened? You became an idol worshiper. You left your first estate, God. How could a pagan worshiper have more power than God. It's just God is God. So what happened is you put your trust in magic. You put your trust in sorcery. You put your trust in somebody who came and knew how to work a cauldron. You know what? They done sent plenty of pigeons here. And you know where they at? They should have. It's muffled when I'm talking. I probably can't help it today. Because I just got to keep going. Yeah, they done come here in their pigeons. And you know what? They died here. God dropped them right outside the door, dead. So whether they were in the body or whether they were out of the body, I don't care. I just know one thing. They ain't raising up nothing else around here because they dead. You know, some of them serve the rat god. And they'll come, all of a sudden you got rats in your house. You don't know where the mice came from. Well, they tried to send them here, whether they were in the body or whether they were out of the body. I know where they are now, dead. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. And understand something. I'm talking about wicked people. I'm not even talking about the man who exposed it. And you know what? It's a couple of them. But you got good people. You got great people. I mean, I think, and I've been, as a matter of fact, We got books from Dr. Olakoya before anybody knew who Dr. Olakoya was. Many, 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 1999, 2000. But see, you got people who worship money, the money god. I'm going to do it as soon as I get off. Somebody just asked me to text them. I'm going to put it in the... It's not always the case. That's why I don't want to put it in the chat room. It's not always the case. And the reason I really looked at this thing is because I've always known there were secret societies. They got them right here. But you see, when you come out public, you got to be so close to God that you can withstand the retaliation. That's what I'm saying. That you can withstand the retaliation because you know there's going to be retaliation. So I just gave people the name of the book. And then God sent me, when I did that, God had a couple other people send me a couple other books. I don't want to get deep in it. But I tell you what, you can come here in a pigeon, you come in a rat, but notice when you step out your body to come here, you be prepared to leave it permanently. Because you try that stuff here, you're going to die. I'm going to kill you in your rat body. I'm going to destroy you, kill you in your pigeon body. It doesn't make me any difference. You can come as a little red fox if you want to. I'm going to behead you in the name of Jesus. I've been through that. People don't even realize. When they came here from some of them wicked churches, they brought every demon with them. And not only did they bring every demon with them, they took the demons into their own house. So that means that the demons affected their kids' friends, their kids' school. Because now you're talking about a realm. You're not talking about a person. You're talking about being brought into a realm. I ministered to somebody last night, and I realized the trick. Okay? They tried to bring me in the elemental realm and the fairy realm with them. I said, not so. I said, you get down on your knees and you renounce all your elementals and you renounce all your nature spirits. You renounce them. And then I ask God, am I supposed to be praying with you? Because you're trying to take me in a realm that if the people with me are half with me, half in, half out, no, I'm not going to enter into that until you renounce them. I mean, God just showed me, and God began to show me, say, you see this person right here? Yeah. He said, they bound by the goddess of what? I said, the goddess of what? He said, do you know you've been ministering to the brides of Satan? I said, yeah, but I didn't think it was that many. You see, one of my spiritual sons, Arnold, his whole family was plagued by a curse of the bride of Satan. He got a very strong, powerful anointing over the bride. So then the Lord said, well, who's behind the bride? Thinking to myself, Satan? He said, oh, no. I said, God, you telling me that Satan ain't behind a demon? He said, Satan is behind the demon, but who's in front of him doing the work? I said, whoa, who, God? He said, ask the rock. He said, and I'm about to reveal to you going into this season here. He said, these people got to be completely made free. He said, all the people, and he was talking to me about one preacher who he saved his life, gave him a mandate, told him to do spiritual warfare, and he doing counseling. He said, I didn't tell him to counsel anybody. I told him to cast out demons. I told him to do spiritual warfare, and I would let him live. And I did. He said, but he didn't keep his end of the agreement. Okay. He said, I just wanted to prove to you the things I had told you were authentic, and you believed them because you were casting the spirits out. And understand this now. Do you understand how big Africa is? Morocco is Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Are you understanding? God is dealing in continents, nations. And God is exposing stuff to take people back to the beginning of their clan. The beginning of their tribes. The beginning of their existence. Do you know how far back BC is in actuality? Do you know how long AD is in actuality? Well, you got these demons running around here, BC and AD. And they're not all in you. They're not all in you. You hear me? They're not all in you. Some are in your neighbor. Some are in your neighbor's neighbor. But the way things are right now, you have a better opportunity to contain these demons than ever before. Than ever before. I hope I'm not fading in and out too bad. I should have it fixed. It'll be fixed sometime next week. Right now, God, I'm telling you. And you need to be asking God. You need to be asking God. These same kinds of things I'm asking him. Because he's answering things outwardly and globally. In my wildest imagination, when I talked to this man, he said, look, I'm going to dial somebody else so you can talk to them too. And the other person I talked to, he said, look at here. My family was in the church every time the Christian church door opened. And we were back to the idol the next morning. I asked somebody that came to me for prayer one time. I said, are you familiar with syncretism? And they said, what is that? I said, it's when you take a false religion and you mix it with a Christian religion and you practice them both. I said, that's how y'all got Santeria. I'm looking at the metal thinking it's Mary and Jesus and it's Santa Barbara. I'm looking at, and I haven't even thought about this stuff in such a long time. They had open witchcraft on TV doing I Love Lucy. And Ricky was running around pounding the congas, Baba Lou, Baba Lou, Baba Lou, calling up a demon and getting richer and richer and richer and richer. Now you don't even hear about the daughter that got so much money, but they still, more than likely, she calling on her daddy religion, Ricky Ricardo, Baba Lou. Oh, and he would be on TV cutting it up, Baba Lou, Baba Lou, calling up his demons. Well, I'm happy to tell you this morning. This is my scripture. You can post this for me, Jessica. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6. I'm not coming out Monday, but probably the week after this week, I got another mission. And the mission is just exposing the witchcraft even deeper as God is going to teach me and show me. And you know what God said? He said, well done. Well done. When I told that lady I wasn't messing with them elementals and the fairies that I hear from God. And that's nothing unusual. She's from Scotland. It's nothing unusual to her. It's just that this good Christian lady never looked into her own background, thinking it didn't matter. Then telling me, lights be flashing, little twinkle. I said, uh-huh. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm not touching it till I know more about it. But the devil ain't going to backfire. Nothing on me. Ask me, I suffered the backlash from some tailliners coming out from under from wicked practitioners of sorcery that's supposed to be saved American missionary preachers. And I thank God for bringing that woman here to be delivered. I saw the fruit of their existence. I saw the fruit of their work. Up close and personal. You see, if you go back and look at some of my stuff that I have up, you will see where I used to always come against hidden word-based programs. I was on it for about, I don't know, I was on it when I met you, huh? Hidden word-based programs. Hidden word-based programming is what was used on these women. And I didn't even get it when somebody came to me and they said, you know, the day you did the prayer, you prayed for yourself? I said, yeah. They said, well, I got free that day. And the Holy Spirit let that resonate in my mind. I said, what does that mean? The Holy Spirit said, that meant that there was somebody that had done a soul exchange on that person, and they felt if that's the prayer you prayed for you, then if they could overcome that prayer, they could bring you under subjection. I said, really? The Holy Spirit said, yeah. He said, the Holy Spirit said, they could try to bring you under subjection, and they might be able to bring you under subjection, but they can't bring me under subjection. He said, that tells you they don't trust me fully. He said, they thinking you got something. You ain't got nothing. You keep telling them you don't have nothing. But because they have been programmed, because they have been tricked and allowed spirits to integrate themselves with their soul, I said, God, you mean I got to go backwards? He said, backwards? Some of them ain't never got it the first time. You know where I'm talking? I'm talking stuff I was teaching 10 and 15 years ago. But because of the flesh, because of their flesh, because they flesh rule and body rule. So I said, God, explain it to me. He said, I already have. I said, well, forgive me for being so dumb. I repent for being so ignorant. In the name of Jesus, show me. That's simple. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. You say Satan then took the world captive through that. I'm gonna show you how to defeat this. I said, thank you, God. It's about time for me. And prior to that, we have been here praying, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. I had Brother Joe and Jose were interceding this morning to 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, We do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is. I said, I knew this Pentecost Sunday was going to be great. I didn't know how great. I just didn't know how great. And then he told me, you could not finish that book because I wasn't going to give you, you already had the spiritual understanding. It was just sitting there. It just needed to be edited and rewritten. He said, but now I'm going to increase that because body is ready to receive it. I said, okay. He said, you'll be done with it completely by the end of next month. And you go ahead and get it published and put it out there. He said, because the world is in need of it. And they're not gonna be able to receive the fullness of me without spiritual understanding. He said, I am a spirit. I'm not a man. He said, my son came as the son of man, but he was still the son of God. And you got to be able to operate, brothers and sisters, being slow to change. It's in your Bible, and it's in there for a reason. And the only reason your preacher didn't teach it to you is because they didn't know. And the only reason they didn't know, the Bible says, ask God what you don't know. Stop trying to get it out of the book. I know, sister, the devil is just trying to block me, but he can't. And I'm just going probably in and out, but the objective is for me to get it in the realm, to get it in the spiritual realm. Because the Bible says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. God just need one intercessor. He just needs one person. That one person is me. That one person is you. Because he can take one voice and multiply it to a zillion ears. He can take one. Why? Because it's only one Holy Spirit. It ain't no different Holy Spirit. It's only one Holy Spirit. This is the magnificence of God. It ain't no, oh, yeah, you, oh, no, that was, and then the devil is so tricky. He called what is good bad, and what is bad good, so he can keep you away from his goodness. Because you know what else? Not everybody wants you to have it. If they did, they would have saw God and you would have it already. Well, you say, what about you, Erica? What about me? I've given it to you. I didn't give it to you the way you get a baby bottle. Because you got to know for yourself. You got to work. Even Jesus had to work. He said, I must work the works of him who sent me. While it is daylight, for the night cometh, and no man can work. But the devil got you tricked. He has created a lazy bum society. Only person that's going to change this is you. Lady lady called me up this week. She said, I'm listening to her. I'm discerning new age. But I knew it was God. I knew it was God told me, just listen. She said, I'm a healer. I said, okay. Who you heal? She said, well, I believe in spirit, soul, and body healing. I said, me too. I said, me too. She said, I've been a yoga instructor for 22 years. I said, yeah. I said, well, which of the Eastern yogis do you follow? She said, well, I have a guru, I think she called him a master. I said, yeah. I said, so you must be in pretty good shape, huh? She started telling me, I'm in great shape. I said, okay, praise God for that. I said, so why are you calling me? She said, well, I don't really believe in evil. I said, uh-oh. I said, what religion did your grandma, what did your grandma preach? She said, my grandma was a Methodist. I said, okay. I said, what did your mama raise you up in? She said, my mom and dad was a charismatic. I said, oh. I said, I see. You're going to laugh, but I really said this. So I said, so what are you then? She said, I believe I'm spiritual. I said, okay, tell me what spiritual people do. I said, I'm going to tell you what you are. She said, you know what I am? I said, I do. She said, well, what am I? Tell me first. I said, well, I know when I tell you, you're going to hang up on me. But it's okay. I'm going to tell you anyway. I said, you're a demonic mutt. You're a mutt. You're a mutant. Say, what? I said, you're a mutt, a mutant. She said, they told me you were strange. I said, well, what you call me for? She said, I got pains. I said, wait a minute, wait. You just told me you was great. You're the yoga queen and all this. I said, I told you you were a mutt. I told you you were a mutant. I said, you're a mixture of all that trash and all that garbage. I said, you need to come back to Jesus and be made whole. That's all I said. She started crying. I said, let me tell you something. I'm not moved by tears. You can cry till in the morning. I'll sit here and listen to you, and I'm going to still say what I got to say. And I'm not going to be moved, not one inch, not one bit. You're a mutt, you're a mutant, and you need to come back to Jesus and be made whole. That's why you calling me. Because somebody told you I would tell you the truth. And after I told you the truth, depending on what you did, I would try to help you. Because you see, the truth can't even help you if you don't acknowledge it as the truth. And you don't believe it as the truth. I said, you a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of the other. And you ain't whole nothing. That makes you a mutt. That makes you a mutant. I said, even dogs. I said, even when you identify a mutt dog, they can run the dog DNA and say, oh, the dog is part weenie dog and the dog is part Chihuahua and part poodle. That's what I said, poodle. I said, and mixed in there, you got some therabreed and some purebred. I said, but you ain't none of that. That's the mutant part. You're part alien. Say, what you mean? I say, demon. You see, God will meet you where you are and give you some understanding, brothers and sisters. I led the lady back to the Lord. Cast the demons out. Why? Because God said so. And I know the person that sent her to the tail line. She on here now listening. Because see, the demons in her going to try to make me out of life. But they can't, because the word of God is true. The Bible says if you change one jot or one tittle, you're wrong. You can't go around making yourself into what you want you to be. You belong to God. And he is the one that has the plan. And you are fitted into his whole scope of everything. But he knows that you come out the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life. It's not of God. It's of the world. It's of the world. Of the world, brothers and sisters. And aren't you just left? And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, now you got almost 30 years worth of all that yoga, all that crap in you. I said, you think you're going to get that out? And I said, now God can give you a miracle. God can give you whatever you are prepared in your heart to receive from God. He got it, and he can give it to you. This could take you 1 second, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, to be delivered and saved and healed and restored. Or you can stretch it out. You can stretch it out and you can fight God, and it can take 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. It can take as long as you fail to accept his total transformation. As long as your yoga God stays enthroned. As long as your witchcraft God stays enthroned. That's how long it's going to take you to be free. But I told that lady, it only takes one instant. It only takes 1 second to be delivered, brothers and sisters. And she said, how is that? When is that? I said, the second you believe. I said, you could fight God for 50 years, and it's still only going to take 1 second, the second you believe. You can stay with your body. You can stay with your body wrapped in pain for months and days and weeks. You can do everything you could think you could do, but it's still only going to take 1 second, the second you believe. And that's how all these people that was in that book and stuff, using the powders and all that stuff to initiate fake instant miracles and stuff. Oh, no. It's not going to turn anybody off against God. If you believe the word of God, you believe the word of God. But it's going to make your eyebrow raise. It's going to, you see, the Bible says that the gift of discerning is increased by use, by you. And it is not just discerning the devil. You got to be able to discern God. And you got to be able to discern the things of God. And that is what you get with the discerning of spirit's gift. But the world and all these translations say discernment. Well, listen. You stick your hand over a fire, you get burnt. And then when you see the fire again, you don't stick your hand. That's discernment. And what is that? It's worldly and fleshly. It's worldly and it's fleshly. And all these things say, desire discernment. Yeah, well, you already got it. What you need comes from God. The gift of discerning of spirits is a lot different. Somebody post the word discernment and the definition, and somebody else post the word gift of discerning of spirits and post just whatever definition you get. And you run around here thinking you're using your judgment. Intuition. That's not the gift. That's worldly and fleshly. I thank God this Pentecost Sunday. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, the world, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You ain't got no weapons. All of your weapons come by God's own Holy Spirit. They operate, you ministrate through God's own Holy Spirit. Come back, Christian. Come back to your thoughts. And you see, some of you ain't never accepted Jesus for who he is. He's not just your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's your Lord. But he has to be your Savior first. Discernment. Nadia, that's wrong. Look it up again. Discernment, the ability to judge well. In Christian context, perception. They shouldn't even be in the same paragraph. See how wrong this is? If you go to 1 Corinthians, it's a gift. The gift of discerning of spirit allows you to utilize discernment, but perception is a sense. It's a sensory gift. Discernment. To see what is obscure. That's backwards. That's backwards. Study it for yourself. It's a gift. Discernment is not a gift, brothers and sisters. It's a sin. It's all the five senses coming together and operating in unity as one. It has nothing to do with your ability to judge. That's discernment. Look at it. I didn't realize it was this messed up. I got 4 or 5 books on this. I'm going to dig them up. I think I got a whole website on it. under, I have to see, it's on the tagline under Yada, knowing. You know, you can discern, you discern through all of your five senses. Not just any one thing. I don't know why. I guess I need to teach. It's so much. I don't know. I'm going to. Candace is working on some books. I'm gonna release a whole bunch of books, maybe at the same time. Cause you know what? Where I thought I left off 15 years ago is needed now. I need to pull out that stuff on hidden word-based programming. These people around here turning people into puppets and marionettes. Telling you how they do that sorcery, hold a handkerchief in their hand, wipe their head. Which hand they hold it in? The white towel, the white handkerchief. You know what? It's a good morning. Starting next week, I'm pulling out a whole bunch of books and stuff, and you got to know. Maybe post the word discern, not myth, discern, D-I-S-C-E-R-N. But guess what? You know who the person you hear discerning more of than anybody in the Bible? Jesus. Because perception is the Bible word they use for discern in the Bible. They say what? Jesus perceived. He perceived in his spirit. That's what it says. He perceived in his spirit. Now the Holy Ghost, I'm not going off on no rabbit trail. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay focused. Some of you better make those spirits from them wizards and sorcerers disengage with your soul. You better make them disengage. Some of them sucking you dry. Didn't I say everybody? Because it could be the same thing with anybody, anywhere, with a higher spiritual level and degree of knowledge. It could be any number, any witchcraft. Because all witchcraft is spiritual. So what they do, they bring you under subjection to those spirits. With the intent of what? Domination, manipulation, and control. I'm just going to do a little bit of... Thank you, Holy Ghost. Today is Pentecost Sunday. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm not going to do a thing. I'm going to enjoy the Lord today with you, and I'll start doing deliverance back up tomorrow. Today is God's day. And I'm going to dedicate every bit of it to him today. But I pray you listen to what's been said this morning. And I pray that you purpose in your own heart not to go through another year. You know, God deals with us in seasons and times. Not to go through another season, not another time. Time sharing your body with no wizard and no witch. know, soul transference or through any hidden word-based programming. Narcissistic abuse. Thank you, Grancy. Happy. And that scripture say, happy is the man. I don't know where God is. Happy is the man. Something. I'm here. Give me a minute here. I got to see what God is saying here. Happy is the man, what? That's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing happy is the man. What is that? Work with me here just a minute. Just work with me for a minute. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Psalm 127:5. Happy is the man. Post, God gave it to me and you got it for yourself. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. And Jessica posted up here, thank you, Jessica, the gift of discerning of spirits, distinguishing between spirits as a spiritual gift that God gives to believers in order to recognize lying spirit and to identify deceptive and erroneous doctrine. Natasha, why didn't you post the whole Psalm 1? Psalm 1. Want us to work for it. Want us to work for it. Let's see. I like working for it myself. And I did it. Boy, that devil is such a tricky. I might be fading out. I don't know. Psalm 1. Psalm 1, post Psalm 1. Post the whole thing. Psalm 1. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Holy Spirit, fall on us. Fall on us, Holy Spirit. Fall on us this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, crown us with righteousness. Fill us with wisdom, understanding, knowledge of you, God. Father God, increase us in the inner man. Grow us up in the spiritual man. Lord God, teach us to seek you first, to seek you foremost in everything. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, fill us up in the inner man, in the inward man, in the hidden man of the heart. Increase us. Holy Ghost, fall on us. Fall on us this morning. Fall on us.
Of the hero in you. Listen to your inner.
can talk to your spirit man this morning. Say, soul, come awake. This is the truth. Soul, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Soul, you can do all things through God your Father who lives in you, who is bigger than the world. Soul, come awake to the truth. Holy Spirit, wake up my soul. Soul, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Soul, come awake. You are the strong man. There is no spiritual entity bigger than you. You are the strong man. You are God's success. So, wake up. You are God's success on earth as it is.
Today, I'm going to tell you the five foods you must avoid eating if you have arthritis. If you
Oh, I can do all things through Christ.
Shirley, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
The Lord want me to deal with that, okay? Before I go.
Yes, ma'am.
You got a paper towel?
Okay. Yes.
Say, I renounce.
I renounce.
Spirit of pain.
Spirit of pain.
You coming out of me today.
You coming out of me today.
In the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I renounce.
I renounce.
All the spiritual effects.
All the spiritual effects.
Transference of spirits.
Transference of spirits.
Hidden word-based programming.
Hidden word-based programming.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
Unloose to do me harm.
Unloose to do me harm.
Put your hand where the pain is or where the problem is. Got it there?
Okay. Yes.
When I say go, cough it out. I command these hidden works of darkness. Go! Get out. Cough it out. Go! Come on out. Go! With that pain, come on out. Go! With that pain, loose your tongue. Oh, come out. Go! I terminate your assignment to this woman. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out of her body. Lose her body. Lose her body. Come on. Get out. Get out. I break your power. Go. I break that body, church. I break that place of misery. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Go. Get off her leg. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out of her body. Drop her in. I break the power of every false work. Go! I break the power from every false prophet. Go! Every unclean spirit. Go! Get out! Get out! Now! Go! Every unfair weight and balance. Go! Out in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out of her body. Get out. Get out. I break the power of the witchcraft against the hair. I reverse the curse based on the strand of hair. Go! To cause your hair to fall out. Go! Get out. Get out the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. I break the curse of law. Go! Law! Go! Out! Out! Don't you hurt her. Don't you hurt her. Get out. Get out now. All the way out. Lose her feet. Lose her legs. So, I break the power of that witchcraft right now. Go! Ow! I cut the strings of the puppet master. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of higher. In the name that every knee will bow to. Jesus, command you, loose this woman. Loose this woman and let her go. All the way out. Get out of her lungs. Go. Get out of her diaphragm. Go. Get off her diaphragm. Separate, you wizard. Separate. Go. Separate and go. Separate and go. Up and out. Up and out. I destroy your assignment against this woman. I command her to be unloosed from this witchcraft entanglement. Oh! She didn't even know what she was getting herself into. Trick. Oh! Get out. 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 Jesus! Jesus! Manifest your glory. Lord Jesus. 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 Loose her eyes. Wipe your eyes. Wipe your eyes. Wipe your eyes. Loose her eyes. Loose her eyes. Go. Go. I break that witchcraft black. Both natural and natural. All the way out. To the pit. To the pit. Bound and in chains. Bound and in chains. Bound and in chains. All the way out. All the way out. Can you sing?
Me?
Yeah, you. Can you sing?
Mm-hmm.
What song you know? It's old. Do you know Jesus I'll Never Forget?
No, I'm sorry.
Can you bear me singing to you?
Yes.
I hope you can. I hope you can. You might have seen it on you. have you sing a person free, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to try this too, but I want you to receive it, all right?
Okay,
this is what
thank
God
you.
For you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, this is a chore here. If I was in the field, I could probably hit an E flat, but I don't know. We're going to have a little fun with it.
Okay.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me back. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. How could I forget what you've done? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Father God, fill her up with the Holy Ghost. Fill her up again with the power of your Holy Ghost. Fill God. Fill.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome tonight my friend, the incomparable Alvin Slaughter. Give him a great hand.